Blog Talk Radio.
Truth.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence by the military-industrial complex.
Are the Bible's prophecies today's reality?
This could be the sign that signals the return of Christ.
World leaders are working behind the curtains.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. Secret societies, secret oaths, secret proceedings.
Now, get ready for an hour of truth that will make you think. We'll examine Bible prophecy and see how close we are to the return of Jesus Christ for His church.
You're in the zone.
Politics, Israel, the Middle East, the revised European superstate,
and more. All in the zone. This is the Prophecy Zone with your host, Phil Armstrong.
What not to do. And it's in the Bible. He says, of all the
fruit in the garden, you're okay, but of a certain tree, you cannot eat of it. And then Eve, being the person that she is, decided to tell Satan, well, he told us we can't touch it or eat it. He didn't say you could touch it, he just said you couldn't eat it. Of course, touching leads to eating, right? Well, Jesus in Matthew chapter 4 was taken up to the mountain, up to the higher parts of the mountains. And Satan used the same trick to get that he used to get Eve off track, and used to get Adam off track. He used that to try to get Jesus off track. But being that the sovereign person that he is and the most powerful God, he was able to easily be walked through it. Well, was it easy? Well, even the God of the universe came down here to, as a man, he even got tired. He even got worried. And he even got sometimes what is called discouraged. Or if you want to call it that, but he had God the Father to lean on, and that is true. Now, looking over the course of 6,000 years, in order for us to pull out of any weaknesses that we have and infirmities that we may have, we have to look over the course of 6,000 years. And a good place to look is the Hall of Faith. And then on the Hall of Faith, God gives those people who are just, especially someone like Elijah, who God said he was something like us, with like passion. We have to look at David, who fell, who got up. We can kick a righteous man down, but he's going to get back up. And we need to look over the course of the 6,000-year war, because that is what it is, the war, folks. But so, even when we were sinners, God sent forth his Son to die on the cross for us, that we may be born again, that we may live to please our God, that we may live to please our Father who is in heaven. God loves us, but it is a love that is a godly love and is full love. And the plan of God begun in Genesis and it ended in Revelation. Or did it begin in Genesis? Actually, the plan of God began before the foundation of the world. I'm going to touch on once saved, always saved for a second. Now, I want to get to the point of what this series means, World War 6000. It is a series that will talk about the wars that we have been in, mankind has been in. The Bible says we fight not against flesh and blood. It says that in Ephesians chapter 6. We fight not against flesh and blood. I'm going to read that. We're going to read Ephesians chapter. We're going to read Ephesians chapter 6, just the part where it introduces our war. Now, do we fight against our flesh, or do we fight against? Now, if Satan wasn't here, would we still sin? Now, ask yourself a question. Why did the people in the millennium sin and fall away? Were they right? No, let me explain. Were they right for Satan's deception? You mean to tell me during the millennium there's going to come a time where Jesus Christ himself will reign and rule on this earth for 1,000 years? So the 6,000 years is divided like this. The first 4,000 is the Old Testament time. It is the time of the law. Now, the second 2,000 years is the time of grace. But the Old Testament was the New Testament concealed, and the New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. So the New Testament is just that, a New Testament, a new covenant. It is a blood covenant. It is a covenant brought and paid for by the Lamb of God, which is Jesus Christ. Now, remember when Moses told the Israelites to paint over the doorpost, over the doorpost, so the angel of death would pass by them, and that they were obedient to God, the angel of death will pass right by. Now, the warfare that we're fighting, the Bible says, it says, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. It says that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, and against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. These are demonic forces that are trying to get you to buy into what God spoke about in John 2:15. And what did he say? Love not the world or the things of the world. If you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you. Let me read it for y'all. And it says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, that's one thing that will keep you. That is one thing that Adam and Eve had a problem with in the garden, the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. And it is not of the Father, it is of the world. That's why we've been in a war. Now, what we just read earlier is that the warfare that we're having is against principalities and powers. So we fight not against flesh and blood, but against Satan and his demons. And he uses these things that are in 1 John chapter for chapter 2, verse 15, actually verse 16, he says, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, he uses those three, and he tried to use them against Jesus, and he used them successfully against Adam and Eve. He says, Satan says to Adam and Eve, actually to Eve, he says, God knows that if you eat of that apple, you'd be as God. And that behooves me of how some of these churches and movements are saying that we are gods. It's as if they don't actually read the Bible. But the war that we're having is a universal war that's been going on for 6,000 years. That's why God said that said, this, these temptations that you're fighting is not, it's common to man. That means men all over the place for thousands of years have been tempted with the same devices, the same three things, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Those three, those same things have been tripping up men for ages, especially pride. You can't get to heaven without pride, with pride. You cannot get to heaven with pride. God resists the proud and lifts up the humble. For if you're going to win this race and finish this fight, you have to finish it on God's terms. This war has been going on for 6,000 years, and you're not going to lick the devil by yourself. I hated how these ministries say, I'm going to lick the devil. I'm going to kick his butt. Yeah, in Jesus' name, you ain't going to do it by yourself. What did it say in Jude? It said they speak evil of dignitaries. Dignitaries could be demons, very large demons. I'm just joking. But in order to win this fight, and win this race, we need to sell out Jesus. We need to walk with Jesus. We need to get to know Jesus. We need to. It is not easy. He said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. It is only easy when you get closer to Jesus. It is only harder. People only trip up when they want to have their cake and eat it too. They want to have part of the world system. They want to do the things that they want to do. But the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're mighty towards the pulling down of strongholds. So the weapons that we use is the word of God. And it's the same thing that Jesus used when he was tempted by the devil. It is written. It is written. That is what we need to know. And that is what calms our hearts. When we have that perfect peace, the peace comes from being close to God. It comes from seeking God out, seeking God's direction. And that, folks, is something I had not done in a lot of my years of Christianity, is seek the Lord. We are at war, folks. And the only way to win is the one with God. We'll be back in a minute.
Join me on November 20th, 2010 at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time as we welcome to the show Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster as we talk about the soon coming economic crash and the currency that will be one day worth zero. Please pray for America and join us that night as we would talk about these things and much more. Stay informed. Okay, we're back. The
reason why I'm doing this series is because we're going to be doing a lot more than Bible prophecy, but our main focus is Bible prophecy at this ministry. And we do not want to leave out the principles that we need to know to live a Christian life. And that is something that we're going to have here on the Prophecy Zone as much as we can. God is a wonderful God, and he loves you very much. But he will not save you and leave you in the condition that you have been saved. The Bible says that he who practices righteousness is righteous. He who practices sin is sin. That means that a baseball player practices at a bat. A basketball player practices shooting. A football player practices throwing a football. And those players that practice good morals, according to the NFL rules or college football rules or high school rules, they get to play their sport. But those who violate the rules don't get to play their sport. So even in the natural, we have to follow structure. But in the Christian faith, God knows. See, people act as if God don't know that you're practicing righteousness or you practice wickedness. When you practice righteousness, you know. And your next door neighbor knows. Now, I'm not saying we're not going to slip, fall, backslide. But we know. Now, let me talk about the backslider. God is married to the backslider because the backslider is part of the body of Christ. You say, what are you talking about? Well, the backslider is permanently saved, but only by God's foreknowledge. God only knows if it's going to rain on Super Bowl Sunday. You say, well, what about the West Coast? I mean, you know, where it's cold at. Well, God knows it's going to rain. Sometimes it rains in the winter. You didn't know that? Well, yes, it does. Sometimes it rains in the winter. God knows when it's going to rain. He knows when it's not going to rain. He knows when a pelican or a bird touches the ground. He knows the very hair of your head. He knows everything about you. He created you. So God knows from beginning to end. God is like someone who is at the top of the parade, on the top of the highest building in the city, and the parade is passing by. We're on the ground, and if you were back in Moses' time, you were the first part of the parade is Adam and Eve, and then Abraham and Moses and then so forth and so on all the way up to now. We're at the end of the parade. We can only see what is in our time. And the only way you can see outside is for God to bring you up like he brought some of the prophets up in through time. He brought John up through time. And John was able to see what was going on in the future. So God knows who is going to be saved and who's going to finish the race. We don't. So that's why God said by his foreknowledge that we are going to be saved. But I can't walk up to somebody and say, you're not going to be saved because you're once saved, always saved. Yes, I believe through God's foreknowledge, once saved, always saved is correct. But to us, once saved, always saved is not even an issue. The issue is that God will never lose one of his. So remember the 99 sheep that got away, or the coin that got away? God, went to find him. He found him. When you read Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, it says, I'm going to go ahead and read it. It says, and this is the same verse one of those entertaining angel guys said to me when I was sitting in the plasma bank. He said, he gets me this verse, and this verse is stuck with me. And I know he was from God. And I still believe that he is from God. And this verse reads, verse 6, it says, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. That is why, the reason why I'm reading that is because during the 6,000 years, there's been many wars. Many people have been sent to hell by Satan. And in the Word of God, it says, is this the man, is this guy, there's going to come a time where we can see Satan, I guess. People in heaven can see Satan. Say, is this the man? And I don't know why the Bible calls him a man, but is this the man who caused all of these people to fall, to destroy the nations, and blah, 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 blah? Well, yeah, he is the one. But see, the devil's chief objective is to get you to go to hell. The Bible says hell has enlarged itself. And in the tribulation period, millions of people will be saved, but millions of people will go to hell. And I can imagine someone in hell seeing all of these firecrackers going off, millions of people being thrown into the lake fire, into Hades very fast, very quickly, like 4th of July. They won't have any idea what's going on down there in hell. But see, it's our duty as Christians to make sure no one goes that direction. So let's get back to what we're talking about, is the 6,000-year war. Actually, it's a 7,000-year war. I should have put 7,000, but 6,000 is six the number of men, so I decided to put 6. And see, this war has been fought by many unaware populace of nations throughout time. And all humans from 1918 backwards are all in their destination. They have met their eternal destination. So these people are determined already where they will be for eternity. Now, what is eternity? Let me ask you a question. What is pi? 3 equals mc squared? Is that, no, 3.14. Yeah, that's pi, which is a revolving number. It never stops. It just keeps going. So imagine a bird. One bird's assignment is to take sand from the Pacific Ocean beaches and carry all the sand. And keep in mind, this beach is not that big. He has to scoop it up and fly all the way to New York. And he got to fill the East Coast beaches with sand, with that little bitty beak. And when he's done, eternity just started. That's eternity. Eternity does not stop, folks. Forever. And that's not good. Eternity will be forever. That's sad. God loves everybody out there, folks, but this is not cool. And the beautiful thing, and I'm not saying that, I'm saying it as a devil's advocate. The awesome thing about this whole thing is that the only thing he needs to do is to confuse you about the creator, the true creator of the universe. That's all he has to do. There was a track that I had in Hawaii that I used to pass out. and says, how do you get to hell? Do absolutely nothing. That's what the track says. You open the track up and says, do absolutely nothing. You don't have to work hard to get to hell. You just avoid God. That's easy. Now, is it hard to pursue God? No, it is not hard to pursue God. It's only hard with the electronic static pull, magnetic pull of this world system on you. So the way you think about the world is the way is how hard it's going to be to follow God. The way you value the world system. I'm not talking about going to work. I'm not talking about getting a job. I'm not talking about raising your kids and going to college and all this stuff. I'm saying that you can do all those things and still love the Lord. But how you think about the world system is going to make you or break you. And if you don't get a grasp on who Jesus is, you're going to be in trouble. And Paul says, what did he say? He says, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Is that what he said? And he didn't know whether he wanted to die and be with the Lord or stay where it's much profitable for the people that was admiring him. Now remember, Paul told them to copycat him. And Paul was a great man, greatest, one of the greatest men besides Jesus and probably Moses in the Bible. Oh, yeah, and John the Baptist. Remember, God said, there's no one greater than John. Then he turns around and says, and anybody follows God is greater than John, which I think, you know, I find awesome. But see, we must do target practice in the Christian faith. We must keep our eyes on Jesus, and it's almost impossible to get caught up in the world system. Now, 6,000 years of war, you can be in a straight-up dogfight for your soul and be in a major conflict and not be worried. And what I mean by that is the Bible says, Jesus says that don't be afraid of the person who can take your life. Be scared of the person who can take your both life and soul. So you can be fighting a worldwide conflict, World War II, or World War III at that, and still live for eternity. So there's been millions of people who have been fighting wars for ages, and it's not in heaven. Millions of people have died in World War II, and it's not in heaven. But see, the greatest war field, the greatest thing that can get somebody to go to God is the foxhole. Have you ever seen, heard the saying, there's no atheists in foxholes? So the war must be fought. You must engage in this war. And you must fight to win. Because if you do not fight to win, the devil will eat you up. Say, well, I'm not supposed to fear the devil. No, the devil's not behind every wall. He's not behind every corner. But he's around a lot of them. And it just said we do not fight against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Satan will send his demons after you in a heartbeat. if you make any progress towards God, you will get tempted. And when you're done, you get tempted again. And when you're done with that, you get tempted. And you also have trials and tribulations. You'll be dismayed, for God has overcome the world. Jesus has overcome the world. Our victory is in Jesus. The finish line is in Jesus. We finish the race. We fight the fight. Oh, fight the fight? Yeah, we fight the fight. We need to find a Rocky. Oh, fight the fight. You want me to fight the fight? Oh, fight the fight. We got to fight this fight. We got to win this race. Laid up for me is the crown of righteousness. Laid up for me, it is far better than to seek God and his kingdom than to be down here for a season, having fun, playing video games, going to clubs, looking at new women on the internet, cheating on your wife, drinking 40 ounces every 5 minutes. It's much better just to seek the Lord, ask for his strength to keep you out of the bondages that easily be set up. There are bondages, folks, that God can break. But we must keep our eyes on God, and we must be patient. Patience works miracles. And when I say patience, if you keep your eyes on God long enough and ask God to redirect your mind and practice redirecting your mind by his word, you will come to victory. But you must walk out of the boat. He said, bid me. Peter said, bid me to come to you, Jesus. He got out of the boat, started walking to Jesus, had his eyes on him, and immediately took his eyes off. He saw him. We need to keep our eyes on the Lord. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. The prophecy zone is going to be going in many suitable directions. And what I mean by that is we're going to be having different topics, but we're going to go full-fledged. I'm not going to tell y'all what we're going to be doing, but we're going to be addressing issues of life, how to have liberty in Christ, finances. I definitely need that. God needs to get a hold of my pocketbook. And 40 years of stupidity, finally decided to just, you know what, I'm going to take it seriously. I'll be 42 next 2 months from 3 months from here. 4 months. 3 months, February. February 18th, my birthday. So we're going to have different type of teachings on here. So mainly Bible prophecy, mainly to warn the world of things to come. But we're going to keep hush-hush what we're going to be doing. We're just going to come out and do it. We're not going to tell y'all what we're going to be doing. We're just going to come out and do it. Because we feel like it's important that we just keep momentum going and pray to the Lord that he will give us guidance and direction. I hope you guys enjoyed this show today. I understand I had a caller that I did not answer because I don't really answer calls at 11:40 in the nighttime because I've had too many bad experiences on Blog Talk Radio. And I just don't do it. I sort of stay out of asking. I stay out of answering the phone on especially on a Friday night. Nobody, any young kids don't have nothing to do. I've heard some of the nasty stuff. So we don't answer the phone. And I apologize for not doing that. But the Bible says, and I'm going to do one more reading for y'all. And Philippians, the first chapter, verse 27. Only let your conversation be as it cometh the gospel of Christ. Huh. The person who is totally sold off to Christ will make it to heaven. And that's where they get the words no compromise. Someone who's totally sold out to Jesus. You actually can see him coming down the street, and you know he's a Bible thumper. A co-worker that you were like, wow, this lady, this chick, man, knows her stuff. She is a Christian, you can tell. Or the restaurant server. She's always smiling. She must be a Christian. You know people who are sold out for Jesus. Sold out for Jesus. Sold out for Jesus. You have to be sold out for Jesus in order to make it to heaven. You can't get to heaven with a free punch card. You say, well, grace. Well, grace does not give you gravity to pull your own merit. The Bible says that a way of a man seems wise, but the end of thereof is destruction. So a man's ways, he plans his own ways, does what he wants to do, and he's not wise. Not wise at all. We'll be back.
Connecting the dots and showing you why we are more vulnerable than ever.
Greetings, fellow Americans. This is David Robertson, inviting you to come be a part of an American Warning Radio, Monday through Friday, 1 to 3 p.m. Central.
You've seen the pieces. Now, come see the bigger picture. An American Warning Radio with your host, David Robertson, on this and many other networks that value liberty.
All they're getting is mainstream media stuff. That's all they're getting, including Fox News.
The American Warning program with David Robertson, just a great show. All kidding aside, the numbers are really starting to go up on that program, and I think once people realize that that's on now live Monday through Friday, 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock on this very station, you're going to be tuning in a lot more. That guy makes a lot of sense, and he's really good at what he does.
Warning. America. Warning. America's habit forming. Santa's habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Get more information at AnAmericanWarning.com. That's AnAmericanWarning.com.
Prophecy Zone on Blog Talk Radio.
The noise is about the Prophecy Zone. When is he coming?
the Bible lays out our future. And host Phil Armstrong examines what the Scripture tells of His coming every Thursday and Sunday at 7 on The Prophecy Zone.
What is the New World Order?
The people who are talking about the New World Order, Bible prophecy, may be in danger.
What do you need to be rapture ready?
I believe that the Bible interprets the Bible, and we have to stick with the Bible.
How much time is left?
See more at theprophecyzone.com and youtube.com/prophecyzone. Hear more here on Blog Talk Radio every Thursday and Sunday at 7 on The Prophecy Zone.
Who is the Antichrist? I believe the Antichrist will not be known until the tribulation period starts.
This is The Prophecy Zone.
God bless.